Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Vayetchanan. Today's class should be for the refuah shelema of all the cholim. Bichladam, chemda berchava chadushana ben chanukah ben rifka sarab ben amanir shalom ben sarad David ben achel yafa bat devorah rifka ben achel rifka ben asher shalom ben sarfan ben amash ben chana ben miriam yehudam ben ifach hasim ben chana ben chanasi ben chana ben malkam ben amad achel ben zibin miriam chana liana ben nomir chadus sarab ben amar sarab ben chana gevurik deba berchah dan ben sarab ben achel ben malkam leishav ben atar ben achel yosam ben miriam devorah shalom ben shalom ben pedina yosam ben achel dan yom ben dina simchah ben afraim ben amar gevurik deba berchah Elina begav Miriam and Gabriel Yeshua ben Chama Chana, as Malkam ben Aser, Rav Shlomo ben Shamsi, ben Chama David Arya ben Rivka, and Abdil ben Nishmat David ben Eliyahu ben Amir ben Yitzchak Zeliyah ben Abed Ephraim, Shimon ben Rishon Rina Makan ba Rina Makab Adan Boaz ben Avram Dina ben Aaron Tamar ben Chava Abraham and Yom Tov ben Yosef. Okay, we're continuing this week in Parashat Vayetchanan. We have the Ten Commandments, and you can spend maybe weeks, months, maybe years talking about the Ten Commandments, how much you can learn. There's a lot of depth behind this week's parasha, but I want to spend a little bit of time just talking about the first commandment. But, before we get started, I think we take one moment just to appreciate that we have an opportunity to sit and learn Torah together. What a beautiful opportunity we have that, many Jews may not have had this opportunity in their lifetime, and we have this opportunity every single day. We shouldn't take it for granted. The first commandment we have of the Ten Commandments, as we all know, I am Hashem your God, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Beit Avadim, that I took you out of Egypt from slavery, right? So everyone knows this as the first commandment. What, a lot of times we look on the tablets, what does it say? Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am Hashem your God. People, a lot of times, they focus on the first three words, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am Hashem your God, and they don't focus so much on the second part of the Pasuk, who took you out of Egypt from slavery. And my question today is really going to be, why is that the epitome of I am Hashem your God? I am Hashem your God, you could have said, who created the world. Mm-hmm. Why does it say I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt, out of slavery? And not only that, everywhere we go, in our tefillot, in our kiddush, in our everything, we're always mentioning leaving Egypt from slavery. Zecher litziat Mitzrayim, right? Every single tefillah. What's the importance behind it? What's so important of the leaving of Egypt, the leaving of Mitzrayim, coming out of slavery? And I think there's so many different explanations you can give, but what's the reason behind it? Why are we focusing on that over anything else? And really, if you want to show, right, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, what are we trying to prove out from that pasuk? I'm Hashem your God. Let's derive Hashem's greatness. Where can you prove Hashem's greatness the most? Hashem created the world. Look at the world around us. Look at all the nature. Look at all the trees. Look at all the buildings. Look at all the homes. Look at all the creations that Hashem created. Look at all of us. I am Hashem your God who created you. Why doesn't it say that? I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt, right? And I think this is a very valid question. This is a question that's asked many times. But I think an answer that, came to me, that I think is a very important answer for us to focus on, is that what is Hashem's greatness? When we talk about Hashem's greatness, what are we trying to bring out? So I am Hashem your God. Had He said, I am Hashem your God who took you, who created the world, if you really go in your life and you experience this world, it becomes self-explanatory to you that Hashem created the world. Because it cannot be that the world just came of about. It's impossible. And I don't want to make the shiur all about proving God, and we can spend a whole another shiur, going through that. But I think the other aspect of, if God had said that I am Hashem your God who created the world, creating the world is not just for us. The creation of the world is for all the other nations also. I am Hashem your God who created the world would have told us that He's Hashem, all of our gods. He's our God. He's also the non-Jew's God. He's their God. But that's not the case. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. He says, I'm your God. I'm nobody else's God. I care about you. The purpose of this world is for you. I took you out of Egypt. I cared about you. And someone once asked me in a joking way, but I think it was a good question. He said, we always say, I'm Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. Why doesn't it say, I'm Hashem your God who put you in Egypt? He put us in Egypt also. We're only focusing on what He did good? So I explained to the person, I said, the Jewish people, with their sins, with their mistakes, that it destined them to go down into slavery into Egypt. Hashem is telling them that even though you're on such a low level of impurity, you hit the 49th level of impurity, I'm Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. I'm the greatest who took you out of Egypt. I'm your God. The emphasis is on your God. I am your God who took you out of Egypt. And I'm focusing on you. And it's so very important for us to focus on this line and not just the aspect of I am Hashem your God, because it's not, people have a misconception of why everyone is here. People think, okay, there are non-Jews, there are Jews, there are these nations, those nations, everyone's here, whatever, everyone has their purpose. No, the Jews are here brought for a very specific purpose. And the non-Jews are here to help us get to that purpose. That's what they're here for. Or else it would have said that I'm Hashem, your God, who created the world. I created all the nations. It doesn't say that. Hashem's greatness is that He's with us. Hashem's greatness is that He took us out of Egypt. And not only that, I think you can take it a step further. That Hashem, He's saying, I am Hashem, your God, who have been, I've been with you from the beginning. I've been with you since you've gone into Egypt, since you went through slavery. I took you out of Egypt. And from there began the miracles. There began, you start seeing my hand, the Yada Chazakah, Zoran Netuya. Hashem opened up the sea. He did miracles that are not believable, things that we could never have heard of, unheard of things. Right? If a person comes and tells you, yeah, God created the world, yes, everyone knows that. But to come and tell you, someone doesn't know that God split the sea and He took us out of Egypt and we were slaves, oh, that's so crazy. We didn't know that. So we need to be educated to that, because that's not something that's self-explanatory. That's not something that we know. So there's two main points here. Number one, I'm Hashem, your God, your God. I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. And I care about you, and I'm with you, and I'm covering you and protecting you every single day. And I'm with you in everything that you do. That's your God. The other aspect is that I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. And Egypt is the epitome, of our foundation of Judaism. Because Egypt is proving to us that we stuck together in the hardest of times, in the most difficult of times, and we're going through it no matter what till the end. No matter where we are, in what stage of life we are, we will always stick together as Am Yisrael all together. You know, back in Egypt, there was no Mashari, Tehrani, Ashkenazi, this, that. It was, you're a Jew. You think if they came to you and said, oh, you're Mashari, I'm not, this, you know, the Egyptians are not going to whip you. No, you're Mashari, you're Persian, you're Tehrani, you're Ashkenazi, Esfahani, you know, every type of person, every type of Jew, every type of Ashkenazi, any Jew there was, doesn't matter who they were all treated the same. Why? Because Am Yisrael is one. We're not separate, we're all together. When we were coming out of Egypt, the greatness of Egypt is showing us that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt as a nation. That's when Hashem became our father as a nation. He became our king, leading us out of Egypt, leading us through the desert, leading us into the land of Israel, and leading us to bring us to the Mashiach. We're all together. So the real idea behind the Pasuk is the greatness of God is not Hashem just creating the world. The creation of the world is great. The greatness of God is the aspect of Hashem upholding His nation altogether. So for us to really reproof this Pasuk is, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of Egypt, who brought you through the desert, went to Eretz Yisrael, brought you to Iran, brought you to America, brought you to New York, Great Neck, wherever you are in the world, and now you're standing together as Am Yisrael together, you're learning Torah, you're coming closer to Hashem, you're bringing the Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's Anochi Adonai Elohecha. That's showing the greatness of God. If you would have said, I'm Hashem, your God, who created the world, okay, great, He created the world, what's next? What's the continuation of that? Yetziat Mitzrayim, the leaving of Egypt, is the start. There's a continuation after that. The continuation of Am Yisrael. And I think that's the beauty behind this Pasuk, and that's the lesson we can learn, is that each and every one of us has to focus on trying to keep Am Yisrael together, keep us all together, moving together. Continuation of the next generation. We are that next generation. We are the people, the face of the next generation. What are we going to do to be the ones to bring the Mashiach? How are we going to be able to do it? Being able to differentiate us from different Jews is not going to help the situation. Bringing us all together, like the Jews were in Egypt, whether you're together in hard times or you're together in happy times, that's Am Yisrael. That's a Jew. And I'll finish off with this last point. Being a Jew doesn't just mean you keep the Torah, you keep the mitzvot. It's a very important factor of being part of a Jew. It doesn't just mean your mother was Jewish. That's not what it means to be a Jew exactly. What it means to be a Jew is that you care about every single Jew in the world like your own. When you see or hear about another Jew, you know, in pain, in suffering, it brings you in your heart, it brings you pain and suffering. When you hear someone has a choshi, someone has a happy situation, something happened, that they, you know, they got married for another Jew, it brings you so much joy and happiness that another Jew got pleasure in this world, they got married, they went to the next level. That is considered a Jew. A Jew is there for every single other Jew in the world, and they're there to move together. And that's the beauty behind the Pasuk. That Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of Egypt as a nation. I am your head, and I took you out of Egypt as a nation. It wouldn't have been as great as Hashem if Hashem had taken multiple nations out of Egypt. He took us out of Egypt. Us as a nation altogether, and we stand together. There is no nation in the world who has stood together and still stands together for this very long, for thousands and thousands of years, except for Am Yisrael. And so that's the beauty behind the Pasuk. And that's what shows Hashem's greatness over anything else. And I think this is the beauty behind this week's parasha and the Ten Commandments in and of itself, is that Hashem is our God. He is our God, and the purpose is for us. And everyone here has helped us to get us to that purpose of what we're here for. And Hashem took us out of Egypt, and that's what shows the epitome and the greatness of who He really is, that He stood with us and He still stands with us until this very day and until the end of days, when we will bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu through standing together of Am Yisrael. Have a great day.